I want to speak again for a few minutes on Romans 6. Now, I know I have spoken on Romans 6 before. I know I've written on Romans 6. So why am I coming back to Romans 6 again? Well, I'm coming back to Romans 6 at this time because I want to deal with the subject of progressive sanctification. I'll explain my terms as I go on. I do so because some New Covenant theologians deny the concept of progressive sanctification. They deny that the believer must be progressively sanctified. And coupled with the teaching that says that the believer is not under the law of Christ, and in any case, the law of Christ does not, at its heart, contain the external written scriptures as the believer's code, the believer's rule, the law for the believer. As I say, coupled with those two things, the denial of progressive sanctification, I think, it makes a very bad mistake when all put together. And I want to say something on this matter. Now, I'm not going in this clip to deal with the believer under the law of God. Under the law of Christ. I have written about this, I have spoken on it, nor am I going to deal with the believer under the law of Christ, with that law having the scriptures, the external written scriptures, at its heart. I have also written on this very fully and spoken on it. That is not my purpose at this time. I'm taking those two things for granted. Of course, I also take for granted the absolute necessity of the Holy Spirit's energy, power, working in the believer, motivating, stirring him, enabling him to obey God in his word, Christ in his law. All that I take for granted. I want to home in on this point, that the believer must be progressively sanctified. He is responsible before God, he or she is responsible, accountable to God for his or her progressive sanctification. Now, what am I talking about? Sanctification is a very rich word in the Bible. The point is here, progressive sanctification. Well, let me explain very briefly. The child of God, the elect of God, are sanctified in God's decree in eternity. They are also sanctified in Christ, in his work, his saving work on the cross. They are also sanctified as they come to faith, as they're regenerated and brought to faith in Christ. They are united to Christ and are sanctified in him. They also will be absolutely, perfectly, fully, completely, utterly sanctified when Christ returns in the eternal state. But in the rest of their life, between their conversion and their final glorification, the believer must be progressively sanctified. That's my position. It's called fivefold sanctification, and I've written a book on it, fivefold sanctification. You may be interested to read it. Fivefold sanctification. In eternity, in God's decree, purposed sanctification. On the cross, in Christ, accomplished sanctification. At the point of faith, positional sanctification. In the rest of their life on earth, progressive sanctification. And in eternity, absolute, complete, utter. I would say perfect sanctification. But I won't use the word perfect there because the believer's positional sanctification is also perfect. The moment the believer comes to Christ, comes in faith, the sinner comes to Christ and trusts Christ. That very moment, he is positionally sanctified, completely perfect in the sight of God. There is no condemnation to any man who is in Christ Jesus. He has perfected forever by his one offering, by his work on the cross, Christ has fully perfected all who trust in him. All the elect, and they will trust in him. And at the moment of their trust, they are positionally sanctified. Hebrews 10, 12 and 14. 1 Corinthians 1, 1 and 2. These passages speak of this. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 30. Christ is made unto us sanctification. But there are passages which speak of the believer's responsibility to live a sanctified, growing in grace, life to the glory of God. Progressive sanctification. And the passage I want to bring to your attention on this subject, as I say, is Romans 6, verses 19 to 20 and 22. In Romans 6, Paul has said that the believer has passed out of the state of being under the Mosaic law and has come under the gospel, the grace of God in Christ. He is no longer under the law, that is the law of Moses. But of course, being a slave to Christ, he is under the law of Christ. I'm not arguing that here. As I say, I've argued all that before, and I'm taking it for granted here. But Romans 6, verse 19, for example, the apostle says this, I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members, your body, your mind, your faculties, just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity in your carnal state, in the state of flesh, when you were under law, the law of Moses, or pagan law, once you were in Adam, and you presented your members as slaves to impurity and to lawlessness, leading to more lawlessness, so now that you are in Christ, now that you are in the new covenant, now that you have the Spirit in your heart, now that you are free from sin, death, and law in the way of death, but now under Christ and in Christ, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness, leading to sanctification. What is he talking about then? Here is the believer. He is in Christ. He is positionally sanctified. But he must live a life now that leads to increasing sanctification in his daily walk and experience. This will lead him eventually to glory, of course, and absolute sanctification. But by his life now, and that's what I call progressive sanctification, I know it's not a biblical phrase, no more than positional sanctification is. But the concept is there. We must be transformed by the renewing of our mind. The Spirit is in us. He has given us a new heart, a new mind, a new will. We are a regenerate believer. And therefore we live to the glory of God. And this is called leading to sanctification. Verse 22. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the fruit you get leads to sanctification. That's not positional sanctification, because you have that in Christ. Christ is made unto us sanctification. We are perfect in him. But now, we become slaves to God. And by the transformation of our lives, by our deliberate, resolved yielding to Christ in his law, in the scriptures, by the power of the Spirit, the fruit you get leads to sanctification and its end, eternal life. That's what I want to say. It's only two verses, but there are many others I could have chosen. And there are many such passages which teach this. Yes, believer, we were sanctified in God's decree, in his purpose way back in eternity. Yes, when Christ died and rose again, we were sanctified in him. Christ accomplished it. Yes, the moment we came to Christ in faith, we were positionally sanctified, and we shall, when he appears again, be utterly transformed and changed and be made like unto him, absolutely, completely, utterly sanctified. But now, while we are here, before men we must live. Before God we must be holy as he is holy. We must grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. We must be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And walking in obedience to Christ in his word, sanctify them through your truth. Your word is truth. John 17:17. We grow in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. And this is what I call and understand by progressive sanctification. I am responsible. I am accountable. It is not passive. I must be deliberately obedient to Christ and answerable to him. But he gives me his spirit. He's given me a new heart and a new mind, a new will, a new disposition, a new spirit indeed. And in obedience to Christ by his spirit, I live a life, or should do, and so must you, believer, to the glory of God by progressive sanctification.